9:21 in the morning here at KVMR in Nevada City. And joining me in studio is Michael DeMartini, and welcome to KVMR, sir.
Great. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
And also joining us via phone is Peter Kaur. Welcome to KVMR, Peter.
Thank you, and good morning from Santa Cruz, California.
All right. Is it pretty nice down there right now?
Yeah, it's still a morning, but, you know, musicians don't really know what the weather's like early in the morning, so thanks for getting me out of bed.
Oh, well, it's our honor. We'll find out why it's our honor here in a couple of minutes. Both Michael and Peter are part of what's called the Beat Temple. And they're going to be performing this coming...
We're actually performing Sunday at Inner Path here in Nevada City. And we'll be Saturday night up on the ridge at the North San Juan Community Center.
So a couple of gigs happening here. And you just had a little taste of maybe you tell us a little bit about what we just heard there, the Bossa Funka Nova.
Well, what's really exciting is Peter and I have been collaborating for probably over 10 years now, and Peter, I'll let him speak for himself, but he has a long list of accolades, and he plays guitar and bass and keyboard, and I'm very studied in world percussion, all sorts of Middle Eastern and African music, Brazilian music, and also play some wind instruments and didgeridoo and do spoken word. But the idea is that we wanted to create music that's not only danceable, but kind of a fusion of traditional music and rhythms and organic instruments, along with some live looping and other electronic elements that is so prolific now in the digital age and digital music and dance culture.
Well, Peter, maybe we should bring you here for a moment or so and let us know, how did you get interested in this style of music? I mean, I know you come from Earth, Wind, and Fire, among other places.
Well, that was a song I co-wrote with a friend of mine years ago. I was lucky that it was the Jurassic Age, but at least people were paying for the music back then, you know? when I hear today, you know, with all the free streaming that's going on, it's really tough for artists to make a living. But I digress. But yeah, it was back in the late 70s, and we had done a demo, and Earth, Wind, and Fire heard it, and they loved it, and like 3 months later, it was on the radio all over the world. It was kind of a freaky thing, but I'm not going to argue with it.
And what song was that, Peter?
It's called Getaway, and it was also on their Greatest Hits Volume 1, as well as the Spirit album. So one thing about the group is they were always open to work with outside people when they realized they had something that could make their whole group move forward, which I thought was great open-mindedness because, you know, that's kind of rare in the business. But, I've done a lot of different things since then. I've scored movies and had some music on different TV shows. And one night I was watching Jay Leno when he was still on, and the band played the tune. I almost fell off my chair, you know. So that was pretty cool. But, getting together with Michael, we've been working for a bunch of years now on different projects, and it's always pushing the sonic envelope. And I really enjoy the way we work the acoustic and the electronics together. And we never play the song the same way twice. We kind of let the energies come to us. And whoever feels it takes off with it, and it makes for a unique experience every time we play.
What you're saying is you guys can't remember how to play the song, right?
Well, it's in that Grateful Dead
That's
tradition.
Another way of putting it. Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. No,
that way nobody knows when we make a mistake. See?
I see. And but you won't be making any mistakes this coming Saturday and Sunday. Saturday on the San Juan Ridge. And
actually, yeah, there's no such thing as a mistake. Miles Davis said, if you think it's a wrong note, keep playing it till it sounds right.
I remember actually a Grateful Dead movie where they were so mad at each other because everybody was making mistakes, and actually I think there was like a shoving match on the stairs.
Yeah.
And it ended up that was when they listened to it later, it was the best version they'd ever done of that song.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you just let things happen, you get some good surprises.
And what's nice with this group too, Steve, is I currently work for the University of California Dance Department. So Peter and I are really committed through the music for people to dance, but not just dance kind of as you would dance at a concert, but also we do a lot of music, what I would call inner music, that comes from different cultural traditions of trance music, of spiritual journeying, of indigenous traditions. A lot of what we do is slightly suggestive with spoken word. So some people like to kind of sit and meditate and stretch and do yoga. Or some people like to dance. And we really try to give people a full spectrum of experience through the music.
Well, that sounds that's even more reason for folks to want to go to something like this. They have their choice of what they would like to do in the audience.
Exactly. Just don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
No. And I'm really happy to be able to be here today too. I'm fairly new in the community. I moved up here from Santa Cruz, and of course, still collaborating with Peter. But recently, I christened a new project, also called the World Beatniks, and we just played the other day here in town and had a great turnout. It's again world music. We do all sorts of samba music and Middle Eastern and African music, and we do some Cajun rhythms. And I'm really honored to be working with artists like Kit Bailey on drums and Gary Regina on saxophone, who also collaborates with Peter and I, and Ajit Campbell and Thomas Spellman. And it's just really great to be up here. This is such an amazing community with such a diverse array and selection of things happening that I'm really happy to be able to be here today and just share a little more of what I'm doing creatively and to connect with you and to the KVMR community.
Yeah, and I think this is one thing. And again, this is coming up this coming Sunday night over at Inner Path, which is located at 200 Commercial Street in Nevada City. And it's going to be quite an event, it sounds like.
Yeah, we actually just recently opened for the Deadbeats up at the San Juan Ridge for Halloween, and that was lots of fun because we do kind of come from that same improvisational school of music and working with the synergy between the audience and the performers. And this is kind of a whole part of a series I'm doing with these World Beat Productions. Every Thursday we have a community drum circle at the Sierra Center for Spiritual Living. And I'm actually about to embark on this summer producing an event which I've done since 1994 called Drums Around the World. And this is actually a worldwide drumming day that was first started in 1994 with people like Hamza Eldin and Babatunde Olatunji and Arthur Hall and Jim Greiner and many indigenous drummers as a way to use. And this is really at the core of my work, I guess, more than just entertainment or even educational entertainment, like edutainment, is how we can use music as a discipline to cultivate this idea of community and unity and people, you know, putting their differences aside and coming together in a shared space. So with the Drums Around the World, people all over the world will be drumming on the same time on Sunday, August 21st. So it's really exciting to kind of be up here and to start some of these productions.
And Peter, what happens to you during this drumming circle? Do you join in on the drums or do a little background?
No, I'm not really involved in that project, but I do. I'm working with a project I created called Chakra Sonics. It's a CD I just finished of healing chakra music, and I took some classes and workshops and frequencies and music therapy, and I actually try to use some of those energies when we play, because our bodies have different energy centers that are tuned to different keys, and the music that I did really reaches those areas. I've had people use it to get over grieving for lost ones, or yoga teachers are using it. So, and like I said, that knowledge and energy I try to bring when we play with Beat Temple, because It's just amazing studying how music affects the body and the brain and how we react to it. So that's an ongoing project. Actually, Michael invited me a few months ago. I came up and did a workshop, and it got really great reactions because I have visuals for every track. And we'll probably do more of those, but anybody interested, just check out chakrasonic.com. That's C-H-A-K-R-A-S-O-N-I-C-S.
And actually, Peter and I will be doing something at the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. We just found out, too. So he'll be coming up here as, you know, periodically and as often as I can have him.
Well, there is a...
And I just got to say, Nevada City has such a really cool vibe. It's so different from Santa Cruz, and it's really a breath of fresh air when I come up there. So I just want to give kudos to the whole area. It's just a very pleasant place to hang out, I must say.
It doesn't sound, one thing I was going to say, it sounds like the two of you create a lot more music or a lot more sound than what you would expect to hear from two people.
Oh yeah, it's a sonic tsunami, I call it.
I think that's the name of our next album.
Yeah, Sonic Tsunami with Beat Temple. There you go.
That sounds pretty good to me. Now, how do you guys create all this sound? Is it, I mean, I know Michael, you do a lot of the percussion, but also some of the other the electrical stuff. Is that
exactly? Well, it's kind of a trade off in the digital age where so many people and there's so many great electronic music producers and DJs. So, what we've tried to do is be able to express some of that, but also to bring it into the live energetic context where there's that symbiotic relationship between us and the audience and the dancers. But a lot of the songs actually will start with very traditional rhythm from some part of the world, whether it's maybe it's a Moroccan rhythm or an Egyptian rhythm or a Brazilian samba. And Peter, being the sonic wizard that he is and master of melodies, can usually psych in pretty clearly in the direction and style that we're going, and he'll usually compose melody. And then what we do from there is we try to find pertinent audio samples that we could bring in. Like on one of our pieces, we bring in the Gregorian monks chanting at the beginning, and it starts with this very cathedral-esque sound, and then it goes into this whole other direction. We bring in little excerpts of like Eckhart Tolle and the Power of Now, or an Afro-Cuban bembe ceremony with the singers starting the ritual, and then that kind of parlays into the music. So it's subtle, but nonetheless we bring in these elements. And of course Peter and I both use RC50s, where you can create a loop on bass or a guitar and then play lead parts against it or have certain bass parts. So it's really fun because it's unlimited, and it is really a tsunami of sound that happens when we start to create and to layer this and to also bring in the audience's input.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So does that sound like a good explanation to you, Peter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, like, the initial idea, like Michael said, could come from any number of places. It can be a rhythm. It can be a little melody. And it doesn't matter what the first idea is. We somehow always find a way to create a whole scene, a whole music scene behind whatever it is we do. And what's really great is that as opposed to structured music like jazz or classical, where you have to follow a certain structure, here it's totally wide open. And I love working with frequencies, like I said. And, you know, with synths, you can create. When you hit two notes together, you're creating more than two notes. You're creating a whole arc of frequencies. And I like playing with that, too, because that can reach you physically as well as mentally. But, yeah, we don't have a set formula, and that's what's great about it.
And actually, we will do other things, too, like didgeridoo, Native American flute, the Mongolian style of throat singing that I do. And a couple of years ago, Peter and I actually got to play with Yongchen Lamo, who is promoted by Peter Gabriel and Real World Music. And we were able, well, Peter did a larger part of the tour, and I joined her for some shows in Santa Cruz, and we went up to Alaska. And she's just an amazing vocalist. And the same type of thing, when she starts to sing, you get goosebumps and you feel things happening on a physiological level that really are powerful.
Yeah, totally. I mean, she was a great influence on me in starting to work with the chakra music, because many times performing with her, I would have literally out-of-body experiences when she held certain notes. And that just piqued my curiosity as to, wow, I never thought this could happen. And so we try to recreate a little bit of that vibe when we play, you know, because really it's a complete, total experience that we're trying to convey, because we also, we do videos, so we project visuals while we're performing. So it's a whole atmosphere.
Well, they're called the Beat Temple, World Rhythms, Global Trance, Ecstatic Dance. Peter Kaur, want to thank you very much for joining us here today, and obviously Michael DeMartini as well. They'll be performing this coming Saturday up at the San Juan
Community Center. Yep,
up in North San Juan.
Yeah, exactly. Right next to the Ridge Cafe.
And also on Sunday night at the Inner Path at 200 Commercial Street in downtown Nevada City.
Great. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, check out our website, beattemple.com. I'm also working with the group, the World Beatniks. That's BEATNIX. And we'll be playing at the Chinese New Year here in town, and also the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. And anyways, lots of things happening, the drums around the world. And again, I want to thank you, Steve, for not only having me in, but for the amazing jewel of KVMR here in our community, and all the amazing work and the diversity and all the things that we get to hear and listen to and get exposed to. It really is a very amazing place to be. Actually, Edgar Cayce calls it the City of Light. And he said that in this time when things in the world are a little bit falling apart, that a lot of people who are going to be specifically drawn here, you know, this gold and quartz in the land. But it's a very special place, and it attracts very special people. So, again, thank you for having us in.
All right. Well, Peter and Michael, once again, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
All right. And maybe Michael, you could just let us know what we're going to be going into here, which is called Orisha Overdrive.
This is Orisha Overdrive, and this is one of the pieces where we start with a sample. I've gotten to visit Cuba a few times, so you'll hear the beginning of kind of a bembe ceremony for the Orisha. The Orisha are the spirit keepers of the natural world. So there's an Orisha for the river. There's an Orisha for the ocean, Yemaya. They believe that all nature is alive, and it's we're connected to that. So they have very specific songs for the keepers of the forest and the keeper of the crossroads. So this is a song kind of in that Carlos Santana vein called Orisha Overdrive, where we work with these elemental forces in the song and music and kind of see where it takes us. So enjoy.
All right. And it might just take you to the Inner Path this coming Sunday night, 200 Commercial Street in downtown Nevada City, where you'll be able to see the Beat Temple.
And if you're driving while you're listening, don't get a ticket.
Okay. That's good advice. All right. Orisha Overdrive.
Enlightenment is a state of wholeness. Being can be felt, but it can never be understood mentally. State of intense conscious presence in the now, so as to give you a taste of enlightenment. You realize the state of pure consciousness.
9:58 in the morning here at KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC, Camino Placerville. Thanks to these kind business supporters of KVMR. That would be the Reiki Kitchen Private Event Center, now accepting 2016 reservations. The Victorian Reception Hall accommodates wedding receptions, meetings, and special events. Reiki Kitchen Event Center serves up to 100 guests, located at 313 Commercial Street in downtown Nevada City, next to Ajin's Hotel Suite, 265-1957. And Briar Patch Co-op Community Market, a place to find over 500 foods sold in bulk, including regional grains and flours, popcorn, granola, regional olive oil, Celtic sea salt, and the peanut butter machine at 290 Sierra College Drive, Grass Valley, online at briarpatch.coop. And Nevada City Cemetery District, offering varied cemetery services for everyone for all types of personal services desired in 18 active public cemeteries in western Nevada County, some dating back to the Gold Rush, also offering pre-arranging, which removes the stress of making hurried decisions, online at nevadacemeterydistrict.org. And Four Paws Animal Clinic, where Dr. Susan Murphy and her dedicated staff are delighted to provide compassionate care for cherished companions, including medical, dental, and surgical services, plus alternative therapies and cat boarding.